You've probably heard the famous saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Up till now, however, nobody's known just who the author of that statement was. Some attribute it to Albert Einstein, others Benjamin Franklin. But yesterday, I discovered who the real author has to have been, the Michigan Democratic Party, or, more specifically, Mark Brewer. Here's how I found out. The Democrats in the state really don't like democracy very much, at least not within their party. Here's what I'm talking about. The way the system works, most candidates for office are chosen in primary elections in August. Some candidates, however, are not chosen by the people themselves, but by party activists at state conventions that take place after the primaries, usually in late August. Those include the candidates for lieutenant governor, state attorney general, secretary of state, the Michigan Supreme Court, and various boards of education. Both parties do it this way, in part, to help balance the ticket. Actually, however, I suspect the system was set up that way, largely in order to give the political parties more control. In any event, that's how it works. My feeling is that it cuts the people out of the process. True, the way our system has evolved, candidates for President of the United States get to pick their running mates. So, it makes some sense to allow the candidate who's won a tough primary for governor to select his or her nominee for lieutenant governor, though that choice has to be ratified by the state convention. But the jobs of state attorney general and secretary of state are highly important, highly visible, and I think we should have the chance to choose those candidates in state primaries. That, however, would take a state constitutional amendment, or perhaps even a new constitution. So while the people don't have enough say, Mark Brewer now wants to give them even less. He wants to call a special party endorsement convention to pre-select these non-elected candidates in April or May. They would get together, endorse candidates for these jobs, and thereby put pressure on the delegates to the August convention to ratify their will, instead of picking the candidates themselves. The oddest thing about this is that Mark Brewer has forever been trying to preempt the process and select candidates early, only to see it blow up in his face. 12 years ago, he and his allies tried to muscle the party into nominating for Governor Larry Owen, one of the most lackluster candidates in state history. The voters revolted and nominated Jeffrey Figer. This time, Brewer decided a year ago the best way to retain the governorship was to push everybody out of the race except John Cherry. This time, his horse metaphorically dropped dead in the starting gate. Democrats need to show a little patience, trust the voters, and allow the right candidates to emerge naturally. If they want to fix something, amend the Constitution to give the people more power. Looking back at the record, it's hard to see how the voters could do a worse job picking candidates than the party hacks.